Good morning, Marion. This is Pastor Craig, and this is What's Happening, Marion, the show where we bring you everything and anything that's going on in the next week. Well, anything and everything going on in the next week that we can hear about. So let's get started. This began on Wednesday, but you can still take advantage of it today and tomorrow, and that is the Vietnam War Experience at the American Legion Post 584, which is at 142 Olney Avenue in Marion, and it is free. The Vietnam War Experience, you can go there and see artifacts, displays, and hear firsthand accounts about the Vietnam War. Olney, yeah, I did better today than I did last week.
Good.
So,
that's
yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
Would you like a seat?
Olney. Whatever.
Olney.
LaRue. All right. The annual book sale is going on at the Marion Public Library, and there are still 2 days left. Today from 9 to 5, and then tomorrow from 12 to 4. And it's the traditional huge book sale with tables and tables and tables. I got lazy on this one. This one I couldn't write out, so I'm just going to read it. Aretha, A Portrait of Aretha is tonight at 7:30 at the Marion Palace Theater. Aretha Franklin taught us how to think and demand respect, all while riding on the freeway of love. In A Portrait of Aretha by Cece Tenille honors the legacy of the Queen of Soul with personalized interpretations of both popular and lesser-known songs from this 18 Grammy Award-winning icon's 50-year career. You will hear such classic as Chain of Fools, A Natural Woman, Rock Steady, Until You Come Back to Me, are just some of the hits that
not
you will
respect.
Hear. Well, it was mentioned earlier than here.
I think
so.
That's good. It's better than that dog thing last week.
Yeah, they are stepping it up a notch.
Aretha Franklin tribute show.
So, yes, so that's tonight at the Marion Palace Theater. And tickets start here again. The tickets are as little as 12 and as much as 39. It depends on whether you're, you know, a patron there or whether you're a child or you're an adult. So that is tonight at the Marion Palace Theater. All right. Tomorrow, Marion County Community Baby Shower is at the Marion Nazarene Church, 233 West Center Street. It's from 11 to 1. Why are you looking like that, Scott?
What? A community baby shower?
They do this every year. They do this every year.
What do they do? Gather all the pregnant women in town and take them over to the Nazarene Church?
No, they don't gather them. They wait for them to go there. So if you're a pregnant woman or you had a baby within the last year, you're welcome to go to the Marion County Community Baby Shower. It's put on by Marion Public Health, and it's they have raffles, they have games, and also too they have booths set up where you can get resources or learn about resources that are available in Marion County for pregnant women. Or
oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I mean it and it's free, so you can win prizes, you can play games, and you can find out about the resources that are available. So that's what the Marion County Community Baby Shower is tomorrow from 11 to 1. Again, it's at the Marion Nazarene Church. All right. Earth Day. Because now we survived the eclipse, now we have annual Community Earth Day at the Eco Center. It is tomorrow from 12 until 4. This is co-hosted by Marion County Recycling and Litter Prevention. Activities include mini zip lines, fire pit. Now, I have no idea what activity you do that would be called fire pit. I don't know. There's an interpretive trail, kids crafts, farm animals, nature scavenger hunt, local vendors and businesses, promotional items, environmental education, lessons, activities, and much more. Food and event shirts are available for purchase. Admission to the event is free. I don't write this stuff, I just report it. So, take advantage of the Earth Day Eco, the annual Community Earth Day at the Eco Center. All right, we have going on at the Paradise Park Nature Center in Caledonia. We have the April Artist in Residence presentation, Vicky Tabor Branson and Steve Roseberry. Join us tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th, from 4 to 6 for a belated Earth Day celebration. There's Earth Day again with Paradise Nature Center's two amazing April Artists in Residence. The two artists are writer, journal maker, and listener Vicky Tabor Branson and woodworker, carver, leather worker, sculptor, and recycle art pioneer Steve Roseberry. Both of them are from Marion, and they will share their insights that they experienced during their month in the residency. So that is tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Paradise. All right. Next, we have tomorrow, Celebrate Trails Day event at Tallgrass Trail from 11 to 4. There is a guided nature tour at 11, and then there is a bike demonstration at 2. It doesn't say if those are like bikes that you pedal or those are motorcycle, but I have a feeling that at Tallgrass Trail, it's more like the bikes you pedal, I would think. Because they also have, at one stop on the trail, they have a bike repair. Have you ever seen that, Scott?
I have.
I was really impressed with that. They have you. Have you seen that, Matt?
I have not, no.
Okay. Well, I guess I should turn on you guys' mics. And then, let's see.
No. Oh, it's right now. 2, 3, 4.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. So what led us to do that?
Well, what happened was Matt broke two microphones in the course of 2 weeks, and we realized the reason for the breakage of the microphones was not the microphones. It was leaning back in the chair while holding the microphone. So what he was really doing was breaking the mic cable. So for a long time, I thought pot two was just jammed up because it never worked. Turns out it was just the mic cable. So when I replaced the mic cable, I could line them all up again.
Wow. Now, you had to replace those because Matt broke them.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Two of them.
So, were those taken out of his paycheck?
No. I'm kind-hearted gentleman that I am, just like buying breakfast in Philadelphia, a strawberry shortcake in a mason jar. I did this as well.
Yeah, you say, well, since you all happen to be here in Philadelphia, I guess I'll buy your breakfast.
I'll buy your breakfast. That's right. Before we do the big show that morning.
All right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what I was saying, so you haven't seen the setup they have on the nature trail out at Tallgrass that for bikers?
I have not, no.
Okay, I was really impressed with it. So they have a place where you can get air for your tires. They have like a half a dozen tools that are permanently a part of what they've got there. You know, they've got them on cables so you can't steal them, but you've got all the tools that you could use to repair a tire or do minor repairs on your bikes. And I just was really impressed when I saw that because I'd never seen one before. So they do it up nice.
They really do.
Yeah. I even told James Anderson that I was impressed with that.
Oh, I like James. How's James? I haven't talked to him in a while.
Well, I was going to ask you how James was.
I really haven't talked to him in a while.
I mean, I haven't seen him since...
Groundhog, I think, was the last time I saw him.
That's the last time I saw him, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's doing okay.
All right. All right, so next is Sunday is the Bridal Expo Extravaganza at the Pine Acres Event Center. And if you're not familiar with where Pine Acres is, that's at 8746 LaRue Prospect Road in LaRue. Vendors include cake makers, flower vendors. There will be DJs there, event planners, ice sculptures, mobile bartenders, people who do hair, people who do nails, etc. So all those things that go into your wedding, there will be vendors there to show their wares for you to find out about. There will be door prizes and much more that Sunday from 1 till 4. Next on Sunday is the Marion Concert Band, and their show that they're performing is Let Us Entertain You, and they will be performing for free. Well, I don't know if they're performing for free, but it's free to the public at River Valley High School at 3 o'clock. That's Sunday at 3. Monday is Lap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock in the morning. This story time is focused on promoting early literacy skills for babies 0 to 24 months. For 20 minutes, they will be engaged in lap sitting activities such as singing, bouncing, rhyming, books, and finger playing. So that's Monday at the library. Monday at the LaRue Community Center is gentle yoga at 6 o'clock. It is $10 per session, but it's gentle yoga.
Old people yoga.
Old people yoga. Yeah, yoga. That's a nice way, nice way of saying senior citizen yoga.
Exactly.
Yes.
And everybody needs it.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
And fortunately, they don't bring in the goats for the senior citizens, because that would be...
What you got against the goat yoga?
Goat yoga. I'll never understand goat yoga. I mean, I've seen on YouTube, you know, people doing this goat yoga. They're doing yoga. Have you ever seen any of those?
No, no, no.
And they bring these goats in. And I guess it's supposed to be like soothing, you know, to have a goat. But they just walk around. They just walk in between the people, or they go off in a corner and do their goat thing. And I've never understood that. So just my take on goat yoga. Sounds like something you would eat for breakfast, goat yoga. All right, Tuesday, April 30th, the Vernal Pool Program at Paradise Nature Preserve. Want to learn what a vernal pool is and the type of wildlife that lives in it? Well, then be there Tuesday at 5 o'clock and you will find all about a vernal pool. Please wear clothes you don't mind getting wet or muddy. So, I have no idea what a vernal pool is. Tuesday, Marion Public Library, 315, Teen Dungeons and Dragons. Join us for a quest to the unknown, little experience or lots of experience. All are welcome. Create your own character, learn the game, create your campaign, have fun, and... They are only going to do it for 3 more weeks. Basically, they follow the school year. So, a few more chances to get in Dungeons & Dragons.
Good stuff.
Wednesday, May 1st, Family Fun Night at the Marion Public Library at 5:30. At the library.
At the library.
I haven't spent enough time at the library being educated. The Family Fun Night, the subject is galaxy jars. Discover the magic of things beyond our world. Families are invited to join us for a night of fun discovering the galaxies. Galaxy. Families will make their own galaxy jars to take home while learning a mini lesson about galaxies and nebula. This activity is great for all ages, as it is a great way to play with paint without the mess. Thursday, story time at the Marion Public Library. It's for preschool age and younger. There are two sessions, one at 10, one at 11. and you do singing and rhyming and activities and related stories. And that is the rundown of what's happening, Marion.
You know, I'm not even sure this headset's on.
I was just
to be honest.
Is your headset on?
There's a possibility. If it is, it's very, very faint. Yeah, it's fine.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
If somebody calls in, I guess I'll figure it out.
All right.
Yeah, but it's definitely faint if it's connected.
All right. So we've pretty much got the microphone situation straightened out. One of the headsets is maybe a little iffy.
I think it's on. Okay. But people like to mess with that. I'm going to have to take that and put it on the other side of the table, too. People like to mess with the headset thing. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It should just be... There it is.
I mean, because some of the connector things that we put the cords into, they like the microphone just kind of like, you know, pop out of there, or like the cords like they don't like attach right. So like if you just barely touch the cord, all of a sudden you have no sound in your headphones.
Yeah, I know that there is one that your headphones will just go quiet, and it's like all you have to do is just like push in a little harder, or just wiggle.
Why don't we just get some tape or something and fix this problem?
I think so.
Yeah,
right there. We've got tape.
We've got tape. I told you if nobody had invented gaffer tape, which is the duct tape essentially, you could not have radio and television because that's how we keep everything together.
That's right. Well, and it is duct tape, but in the world of broadcasting, it's gaffer tape.
Gaffer tape.
Yes.
For no rhyme or reason. People will say, why is it called gaffer tape? It's just called gaffer tape because it keeps things together, and that was it probably was somebody named kind of like gorilla position. I mean, same idea.
Yeah, I mean, because there is a job for a person who's a gaffer.
Right,
I mean,
that's
a job. And so obviously the gaffer was the person who walked around and taped everything down.
Right, but I wonder if that came, like, was it Mr. Gaffer was the first gaffer? Because where would you come up with that term?
I have no idea where you'd come up with that term, and that's why I tend to agree with you. It was probably like the first guy that did it or was the most famous was named Gaffer.
Gaffer. And so, like I said, gaffer tape really has no meaning. It's duct tape is what it is.
Right.
Because you wouldn't want a heavy-duty tape like Gorilla Tape that you couldn't get on and off things or that would ruin sets or cords. So you use the gaffer tape because it does keep it together where, like, Scotch tape would not. But really, you got to have it. It does so much.
And it serves multiple purposes because, yes, you use the tape to tape things down and keep things in order, but they also get different colors of gaffer tape.
Oh.
And then you can color code the microphones and the cords and things like that.
Oh, and it's taping cords down, taping sets together. I mean, if you go behind it, the set will look great. You go behind, it's just... stuck
jungle.
Together with tape.
A jungle.
There's a difference between the gaffer tape and the duct tape.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, how
just supposedly gaffer tape is best for temporary or removable adhesive solutions, whereas duct tape is supposedly supposed to be permanent or semi-permanent.
Duct tape's not permanent. See, this is why I don't like the internet.
Hey,
remember back in the days when you could just have a conversation.
This is why NADCO tapes and labels, okay?
Yeah, but this is why I think, you know, like trivia, I think has been ruined because of the internet. Because at first,
You Google it.
It's not if you know it or not.
It's if you can Google it faster than the next.
And trivia used to be, do you know it?
Right.
I don't understand why people's predilection is to Google it, because a lot of times you don't get the right answer.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you do. I'm not saying it's always wrong, but can't we just take word for it at some point? I don't know. It's a strange world we live in,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I honestly believe that Google and Wikipedia has allowed us to become dumber.
Oh, and because, I found where they're wrong.
Right. First of all, they're wrong, but then we just rely on them to answer questions, and we don't have to learn anything.
Well, remember a time when we actually didn't know the answer to things? I don't think that's a bad thing,
no,
to not know the answer.
No, it
lets you wonder.
Right. And if you really wanted to know bad enough, then you got an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
And you read. And, you know, and you usually read more than just that.
You had Google back in the day. It was just in a book.
Yeah.
No, I don't think those were different things.
Encyclopedia Google.
No, I just think the internet has a lot of great uses and there's a lot of great things about it, but there's a lot of bad things about it.
Absolutely.
Much like all things in life, I guess.
Also, yeah. Gaffer tape, the term gaff, it originated because of the word gaff, which is a hook or a pole used to manipulate stage lighting.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Yeah. How about that?
We're so See, but do we really know if that's true? We'll never really know.
We don't really know if that's true.
No. Just like, I mean, we can say that we know why things are what they are and write them down, but we really don't know. You know what I want to talk about? I think I've brought this up before, but we use the term great, like a great person or a great singer. I'm thinking of Aretha Franklin. We throw around that term way too often, and I'm starting to hear it constantly. There's a difference between people who are good or consistent and great. Why do we give everybody greatness? I don't understand that. I don't think that always was a thing.
I think it gets overused.
Way overused.
We're going to take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, who's speaking?
Yes.
Who's speaking?
Who's speaking? This would be Pastor Craig speaking. I have Matt Morgan across the table from me, and Scott Spears is also across the table from me.
Oh, what a trio. I just heard something about something that I like and respond to. And if you mind, please, would I be able to express myself?
Sure, go ahead.
You said you didn't know what vernal meant out at the Tall Grass Trail.
Yes, this is true. I did not know what vernal meant.
Well, in the outdoor type like I am and appreciate and been doing it for 65 years, that would be, I believe, and I'm not an expert and I try to put frosting on a cake pretending like I am, but that would be pertaining to spring. And the spring peepers and stuff start coming out, do beautiful music in little pools of water and the warmth and stuff, and that's the more or less breeding and the oncoming insects and stuff like that. So I just thought I'd mention that to you and just help you out. That's why I say lingo and different people's activities and life behavior. It isn't because that they don't know anything about anything else, but maybe the expertise is a little better after 65 years. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
That's probably true. Vernal equinox. Yes. That's coming up. Or did come up.
We want to thank Mr. Google for calling in.
That's right. Well, you know something interesting, and I'm also going to veer off what I just said, because I think more topics are good. But we had a conversation with Jess during the break there where she said, you know, why are these always these relationship topics? And that has come up before. And honestly, I do pick the topics most of the time. But it's because relationships are across the board, no matter who's listening. If you are 95 years old or if you are 20 years old, everybody can relate to that. Not everybody relates to the news. Not everybody relates to a specific current event. Not everybody relates to what's going on in the city. Not everybody relates to tattoos or things of that nature. So that's why you choose those topics. It's not necessarily the topics that you would want to do, because I think if you listen to my show during the week, there's very little relationship talk, because that's more my sensibilities and what I think a talk show should be. But when you're doing a group conversation, you also don't know who knows what. Does that person know a lot about that particular current event? Do they know an awful lot about this? Everybody knows about relationships, and there are also so many facets to them. So that's why those topics come up more than anything else. And also, people, there's more response on relationship topics than anything, for whatever reason.
And, you know, I think that's very true. And, you know, like in this setting right here, we have really three different perspectives. You know, we have one generation, then we have the next generation, and then we have the next generation. And it's, you know, relationships are a topic that we all can relate to, but we have different perspectives from the standpoint of just the age different. You know, some of us have been through many relationships where, you know, like in Matt, you know, he's just beginning that part of his life in relationships. So there's a whole different perspectives on something that is a topic everybody can relate to.
And nobody has to research them. See, that's the problem. Sometimes you'll do a topic, you know, like the topic we did that was a little arc, or arch, as we should say, last week or the week before was about Caitlin Clark and her pay for being the WNBA first round draft choice. Well, you know what? A lot of people have never seen the WNBA. A lot of people have no idea who Caitlin Clark is. A lot of people have no idea what an NBA person makes. And by the time you fill all that in, it's no longer really an opinion show. It's become, it's a mess, is what it is, honestly, especially if somebody's got no knowledge of it.
Right. Because you do have a whole bunch of different levels of knowledge trying to participate in a conversation.
Yes, and you know, that's the hardest thing to explain to somebody, a teachable moment, when you come into broadcasting, is the things you choose to talk about are not necessarily the things that interest you the most. The things that interest you the most a lot of times don't do very well because it's not, in the bigger scheme of things, what people want to know about. You know, if a news story breaks overnight and it is a big news story, you need to cover it whether it is of interest to you or not. So that's hard for people to understand, though. It's very hard for people to understand. And like I said the other day, it's very hard for people not to give their opinion.
Absolutely.
We had Glenn Coble in the other night and did a show with him, and we talked about once you give your opinion on the air, you are going to be labeled that, so you better make that decision very early, because once you do, you can't put that horse back in the barn.
And the other thing about that is when you give your opinion on the air, you better make sure it's clear and understandable. Otherwise, you're going to have a whole bunch of people that think your opinion is other than it was if you're not clear about it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're always talking about somebody else, too. You know, if you don't use names, which I don't believe you should, unless it's a public person. If you're a public person, then you can use the name. But if it's not a public person, I don't believe you should use their name if you're going to relay the story. But everybody thinks it's about them, because that just shows you the relatability of some topics,
right,
which I think is great. If everybody thinks it's about them, then you're doing a very relatable topic.
Yeah. I know half the time I listen to you, I think, he's talking about
me. He's talking about me. And, you know, and I like that, because that's how you are supposed to do it. If, you know, the listeners are really who you're playing to. It's not the people in the studio. It's the people who are listening. So that's who you're trying to keep interested.
So did you get a lot of listener feedback on Friday night?
You know, yes. And I'll tell you, it's strange. If anybody heard the show last Friday night with Miranda and Mike Wilson. Now, from what that show had been the last 9 months, it's interesting. Because a lot of people, it certainly was different than what it had been the last 9 months. But where a lot of people would have said that wasn't as good a show because it was so ADD and off topic, people liked it because it was completely different and a complete change in what was, and something they had never heard before. So I think it played better than the norm.
I mean, you know what my reaction was.
Yeah,
I was emailing you last Friday night, but it was interesting because, yes, it was so different than before. And, you know, from a critical standpoint, someone could say, man, that show was a train wreck.
Right, right.
But in reality, because it was so out of the ordinary and you kind of did bounce around from topic to topic and some different things, that's what made it interesting.
Yeah, and I think things were said there that you would not normally hear.
You would not normally hear.
And that made it, I think, more interesting, because I think people felt they were listening in on a conversation that maybe they shouldn't be listening in on. But there you go.
No, I should not have been listening it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Miranda has a very unique perspective on life.
Yes, she does.
I think she is a different, very nice person, but completely in her own world.
Right. And but it was interesting to listen to. I mean,
yeah, and that's what you want.
Yeah. 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 Even if you can't relate to some of the things that she was saying, or if you don't agree with the stuff she was saying, it was at least interesting to hear it from her perspective.
Well, you were a part of that. What do you think?
You know, I think that show was one of the Man, got to lean into the microphone here. I think that show is one of the more interesting shows we've done in a minute. It's it changed the pace of what we had been doing, and I don't think that I don't think that anybody expected it to go how it went.
You know what I found weird about that particular show, just from a standpoint of people who were here. Now we had four people on that show. Normally, there's only had been three, and it was interesting to me because Matt, I think, talked more on that show than he did when it was only three people, which I thought was interesting. I remember at one point thinking, he's not shutting up. Mm-hmm. And normally he had talked a lot less.
Yeah, he did talk a lot. Now Mike Wilson, he was kind of quiet that night.
He was a little more quiet. Yeah. But, that could have been for a lot of reasons, I think. So what happened last week? Why did you talk more with more people than you did when there were less people? Like, prior to that, I almost had to come to you and ask you the question. Last week, you were just jumping in.
I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you.
It was different.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to interrupt the show.
The answering machine's going off. There you go.
All right.
Well, if you call back, we'll get you on. Yeah, it still is a live show. 740-383-9944. But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Did you pick up on that during that show?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And I'll pay a little more attention to the phone over here so that I can... Since the phone doesn't ring...
No.
You have to be have your vision such that you can see the phone light up. So
yeah, you have to... Watch for those lights.
I'll learn to multitask here.
So you really have no reason. Maybe you're just more awake?
Well, I mean, I might have been more awake, but I mean, I think that this it's probably possible that, I mean, sorry, I can't hear myself, and it's weird when I'm like, I think that it's probably just due to the fact that, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the topics are... I don't know. Last week, the topic—there were different topics.
I don't think they were. I think the topics were very similar.
They were.
They were.
We'll take it. We'll take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Pastor.
Yes.
I thought you'd maybe get back if I left a message, but your humor—you're a good humorous guy. You like to laugh and you like to have fun too. And when I heard the word duct tape, I got in a little late on the conversation, and I thought, oh, they're talking about wildlife. I know sometimes you get enough about Marion, and then they fill in. But boy, thank you very much. And I wouldn't even compare with Google. I'm not that active and that smart on everything. Google's pretty smart. That used to end up in the trivia, as you know.
Yes.
Hey, have a good day. It's fun having fun with you too, Pastor. Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, but I think the topics were same old, same old.
They were, yeah. I mean, you were directing them to the same kinds of conversations, the topics, but the conversation just went...
All over the place.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it could have been that I had energy. I had a coffee. There's that. But I mean, I don't think that it really did much.
Well, I just chalked it up to the fact. But I mean, so it's no secret. I mean, we've talked about this before. I don't think that you and Carrington have much of a relationship and have much in common. So I think when those conversations were going on, I think she mostly dominated those conversations, and then it was just coming to you to get your opinion on things. I think you and Miranda had small talk during the breaks, and I think you felt more comfortable having a conversation or interrupting her than you would have Carrington, because it never happened. So, from the time you came in last week, you were talking with Miranda. That never happened prior to them coming in last week.
I think so.
Yeah, that was my take on it.
So, who's on the lineup for tonight?
Well, we have two people. Now... see, I never like to say, because I'm always afraid they're not going to show, and there is always that possibility with these people.
So tonight it'll be yourself, it'll be Matt Morgan, uh-huh. And there will be potentially two guests.
Oh, I'm 99% sure about one. One will be here. So there'll definitely be three. But four, what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I give it like a solid 75% chance.
Oh, so you're feeling confident in it.
Oh, so this week you know who the people are.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know last
year. Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he knows.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Have you heard back from the person?
I have not.
Oh, that's bad.
I'll harass him. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'll have to do that because they're the one who told me.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but the other one I'm sure is a done deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then you're having your show afterwards at 10?
Wrestling.
Yes.
Oh, that's what we're talking wrestling
tonight?
I'm going to be interviewing Heidi Lee Morgan. She's a, you know, she's a wrestler. Was a WWE wrestler, and I don't know. She was inducted into the 2024 Women's WWE Hall of Fame, but I don't know if it was like at the Hall of Fame ceremony because like I didn't see it. But she got a ring and everything, so.
Not that I'm aware of, but maybe I don't know.
See, that's what I'm like.
You have to ask her about that too. I don't think.
I'll ask her. I mean, I don't. She was not like. I don't think it happened.
You know what? I want to clear the air about something though. Did we talk about you getting into a fight last week? We're going to have a fight with somebody at. Did we talk about that on the air?
I don't know. We're not having a fight though.
I didn't.
No. God, no. People got all bent out of shape about this.
Oh,
I thought.
Oh yes, I think we did talk about it actually.
Okay.
Did I hear?
Oh,
yeah. You were here. You were here. That's why I think it was you at least.
Oh, this was a person at work.
The coworker.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, this got heavy this week. People really? Got all bent out of shape about this.
Really?
Oh yeah. And you know what? I first of all, okay. I don't think it ever was a reality. I don't think it ever would happen. And I don't know how I got roped into that whole thing because I never said anything. I was just repeating what other people had said.
But it was an ugly...
Well, it's just a guy got a little more serious. I think people took it more seriously than I thought they were going to take it.
So they thought there was really good.
Yeah, that there was really going to be a fight.
I mean, I'll cut them some slack because, like, the man... So... For some reference, I like to walk around at work for some reason, and when I ain't gotten when I'm walking to towards the time clock or you know that area there, I saw one of my coworkers and I like to just you know like I'm
a big guy.
Yeah, but I say like a lot of the times I walk up to my coworker and be like I'm gonna fight you or like I should attack you, just you know things like that. Never obviously never do it. Just. I don't
just
know why.
Just say it.
Yeah.
But you had just said a few days earlier that you wanted to fight with some UFC guy.
Well, not actually. I mean, I would fight him if given the chance because, you know, I think it'd be, you know, I fought, you know, it'd be interesting.
Okay.
Not many people even get to meet the man, but I got
to
fight
him. So you said this to the guy.
Anyways, but yes, I had said, like, I'd walked up to the, you know, the guy and said, you know, you want to fight? And then he you know.
He came over to me. And
then he had come over to Scott and, like, relayed the message that we got to set up a fight. And I was like, I'm not. What?
Right. So, basically, that was a story we told last week. And somehow, that turned into that I was trying to line this fight up. Now, first of all, how can I make anybody fight? Why would I make anybody fight? Well, I wasn't even in on this. When you said to this guy, as you just said, do you want to fight? You're the one who said that to him, and he's the one who told me. So, what part did I play in that? Besides, I brought it up on the air.
That was enough to do it.
Apparently.
Yeah, bring it up on the air.
He came over, and he told you to line up the fight.
Right, but what? Like I'm a fight producer or something. Like I can just, oh, here's a ring, let's go.
Scott Spears, fight work. Promoter.
Yeah, fight promoter. I'm like the Don King of Marion.
You can make it work.
No, I mean, I just thought that was interesting because I didn't even give two thoughts about it. And then I heard on Monday that people were, I don't want to use the term upset, but they were serious, you know, well, this isn't going to happen and this is blah, 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 blah. Okay, don't talk to me. I'm not picking the fight. I mean, that was odd.
Yeah.
Did you get the impression that that was a serious thing last week?
No, because I remember it very well. And no, I didn't get the impression that it was a serious thing.
I mean, did you think you were going to fight him? That somebody was going to push you in and set a ring up and we were going to have a throwdown?
No,
So where do you think it got lost in translation?
I don't know.
It was odd. Anyway, just wanted to make clear.
There will be no fight.
No, there wasn't ever going to be a fight. And how? I can't make fights happen.
So you mentioned Glenn was in here the other night.
Glenn was in here the other night.
How's Glenn doing?
Glenn's doing good. Glenn was full of opinions and conversation the other night.
Does this mean we might see Glenn more often?
I think Glenn would come on. I think so. Okay. I think Glenn is an interesting person. I think if you listen to Glenn, you know what's interesting? Glenn was a little introspective the other night about things, about how he feels, about how he used to do a show, and if he were still doing that show, how he would do it now. I thought that was interesting.
I have to listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it, you know, I don't know. Do you think you have to be, do you have to call people out now to be entertaining? Or can you just do a straight show? Or do you have to be
controversial?
I guess, yeah, for lack of a better term.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's very interesting. I think if you are talking politics and you're talking current events, that if you do it all the time, it probably can be a little dry. So I don't know. I really don't know anymore.
I think if you're doing it all the time, you have to end up being, you know, calling people out or being controversial, because I don't think you can do it all the time and just be straight down the middle.
But don't you know, in general, that if it upsets you what the person said, that's probably what it was intended to do.
Do, yes.
People know what they're saying.
Right.
People know what's controversial and what's not controversial.
Well,
I mean, it's not like they sat down that day and knew they were going to say that and not have any backlash. So it's always interesting when somebody complains about that, but it's also interesting to me when somebody gets angry and threatening, you know, about those things as well. You know, you had that person on, so, you know, I've got to do this. Well, how can I control what somebody says?
Right.
You know, no more than I can control what you say.
You know, good example is Glenn.
Yeah.
Okay. I had Glenn on my show a couple years ago, and you know, Glenn was an atheist, and so we wanted to talk about that, you know, why he was an atheist, what led to that. You know, his dad had been a pastor, so wanted to explore that whole thing. And, you know, Glenn shared his thoughts on the Bible and stuff like that. There was plenty of things that Glenn said that I could have jumped on, and it could have, we could have had a really, you know, we could have had an argument if I'd wanted to. So, yeah. You know those things that when you've got somebody across the table, you know the things that you can say if you want to set that person off or if you want to trigger that person. So from that standpoint, you know, you're totally in charge of what direction the conversation goes.
Well, I was having this conversation with Matt the other day. Why do people try to change people's minds? Because it's really not going to work.
It's not.
You can beat yourself red in the face, right, trying to change somebody's mind. Why can't we ever just say, listen, that's not what I believe. You believe it. I understand that you're going to talk about it. You're going to make those comments. It's just not what I believe.
Right.
And go on down the road.
Right.
Why do we all have to believe the same thing? I think that's pretty boring.
I think it's pretty boring, and also think it's a little naive on our part if we think we're going to change the other person's mind.
Yeah, but we try.
We try.
But that's really what an argument is.
Right.
You know, trying to change the other person's mind.
Right.
Well, you're not going to.
No.
Even if they give up in the end and don't want to argue with you anymore, their mind's not changed.
It's not changed, and if anything, it's more confirmed than it was.
Exactly, which is why I think listening to people is far more effective. If you actually just listen to somebody and don't give your opinion, and at the end say, I understand why you feel the way you feel,
mm-hmm,
which is not saying I feel that way, it's not saying you're right, it's just saying I get what you're saying, I understand it. They might be more open to hear something down the road than they certainly would be if you were just cutting them off and throwing things. Facts don't work,
right,
in that situation. They just don't work.
The more you listen to a person, the more things you can pick up on that will give you an opportunity to, you know, open the door to some topics that you wouldn't otherwise get that chance. If you just go in there and, you know, want to change their mind on A, B, and C, it's not going to happen. But the more you listen to a person, you can pick up on areas where maybe they will give you an ear for what you want to say.
Now, with just a few minutes left where I kind of started this particular hour, too many people being called great. Why do you think we do that? We didn't always do that.
No, we didn't.
It used to be this person's great, this person's good in their field, but this person's great. Why is everybody great? What is great? I mean, icon.
Overused, great. Icon, heroes. I mean, we've so overused those that they almost don't have any meaning, really.
Yeah, and I don't know why we've done that.
I don't know why we've done that either. I mean, I really don't.
I mean, isn't it what you do that makes you great? Because I don't think any one person can say that person's great or not. But if their resume comes up and they've done such and such and such and such and such and such, then I think you might have to, well, they're great. I mean, they've really done things that other people have not done. I don't think you can argue that for somebody who's just there.
Right. No, but we have a tendency to use that term great when they're good.
Right.
Or when they, you know, a little bit exceptional or whatever. But and we just throw that out there.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is. I wonder that sometimes, because if everybody's great, then nobody's great.
And you know, and we do the same thing with hero. Now we have, you know, people are heroes just because of their occupation. You know, I mean, we've gone through periods of time where first responders are heroes. We've gone through periods of time where teachers are heroes. You know, in the pandemic, healthcare workers were heroes. And really, you know, when you start applying hero to just a job that somebody has, it's lost its meaning.
Right. I think it's mostly cutting a path that was not there before. Doing something that was not done in that field or area before. You did something different, and maybe you were recognized in your lifetime for doing that. I think that's the real greatness. Or doing something that you would not have been expected to do, that maybe you, because of everything you said and everything you did in life, you would have taken the opposite point of view, but you didn't.
Right.
You know, you did the hard thing instead of the easy thing. I think that's a sign of greatness.
Yep. I would agree.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're down to our last minute, and so we'll be back after a short break for the Exchange Club, Matt and Scott and I. And then I'll be on at 1 o'clock with Study His Word. And Scott probably won't like this topic, but we're probably gonna do some news stories again
that we're not gonna talk about.
Scott seems to ignore. When it comes across the teletype, he ignores these stories.
I say those are for Pastor Craig's show. News that I'm not going to talk about.
So we'll be back, and then tonight it'll be Scott and Matt and one or two guests from 8 until 10. And then at 10 o'clock, Matt has his show that is called
That Time of the Week.
That Time of the Week. And he will be talking wrestling, and his guest is going to be?
Heidi Lee Morgan.
So, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of good stuff going on today. So, folks, don't go anywhere, except right now you can go and take a bathroom break or get yourself a sandwich or something to drink, and then we'll be back in here. It's a short break today. We'll be back here in about 10 minutes with the Exchange Club.
You're listening to The Talking Place. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that